You're in the womb. My name is Vince Negro. Welcome to the program. Hope everyone's doing well out there. All good on our end. On today's program, we have George Barakat, president, CEO, and founder of MedWorks, the app that is designed for you to get all your medical help. It is the Uber of medicine. Stay with us. You'll find this interview very interesting with George Barakat. George Barakat, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Vince.
George, you are someone who's had an interesting entrepreneurial background. You started out of high school hustling and doing a couple of businesses here and there. And one of your first businesses you got involved under your mother's name, Layla, which was a framing art business. You got involved in that business extensively, moved it along the way, moved it around in different areas. Was that a general area that you kind of expired in, where you got your feet wet in that whole art business?
Absolutely. I think it was prior to that even. My mother and father were very good partners in business. And my mother was very good leader, very good with getting the maximum potential out of people. And she was amazing. And my mother was always well-respected. She's an icon in the industry, actually. A company name is Layla's. And back then, I had an affliction for art, and I loved it. It was amazing. And our business started off with 7-8 retail stores, and then to distribution. And when I joined the company, I made a bet with my father, and I said, I bet you I can land all of the major department stores. And I tell you what, I don't want you to pay me. I want to take commission on the actual business. And he said, no, you can't. And within a year, I had every department store actually buying from us and selling into 12 countries worldwide. So Layla's ended up being quite the business in the art industry for mass-produced art at that time.
And you know, obviously, you know, in business, in the art business, you see all kinds. Artists are an interesting breed of people to deal with. Just like we're going to talk about what you're already doing today, like doctors are interesting people to work with. It's called on the flip side. Some are great business people, some are not. It's like everything else in life. It's working with people. You know, we're here today because you are the founder of an app called MedWorks. And I describe it as the Uber of medicine. You came up with this idea. You know, I mean, obviously, we've come off of COVID and everybody was home and getting delivery. Everything was getting delivered at home. MedWorks, was that the genesis came out of prior to during COVID, hanging around at home and saying, I got to do something possibly in the medical field? Give us a little bit of background in terms of how someone goes from where you were into this whole medical app, medical field, dealing with all kinds of people on the medicine side.
Well, I've been in retail or dealing with retailers all my life, and Layla's actually parlayed into healthcare, and we opened up one of the largest healthcare operations with the largest retailer in the world, Walmart, at one time. And because we were doing such a great job at Layla's, we were able to leverage that conversation and to provide convenient access to Canadian citizens Canada-wide in healthcare. At some point, we ended up opening up in Mexico, and obviously we opened a lot of clinics in Canada. And in 2021, late 2022, I had a real hard think about post-COVID, how should healthcare be delivered? And you're absolutely correct. When you look at the examples, I always model things after the restaurant industry and how their franchises are so successful. But the one thing for sure that was undeniable is that prior to Uber Eats and Skip the Dishes, you could order your food to be delivered, and it would be direct to the restaurant. You would say, I want pizza, or I want Chinese food or Indian food, whatever you want. But now with Uber Eats and Skip, you could have a little bit of everything delivered. And it dawned on me after talking to a few of my colleagues, why shouldn't your healthcare work this way too? Why shouldn't healthcare be about options? It's not like the providers are there, and we're not going to reinvent healthcare. Just let's reimagine it a little bit.
So it's interesting that, timing seems pretty good, because in Ontario, I mean, globally, people tend to forget that they have to take care of themselves. And we tend to always help other people, and we always seem to kind of lose track of, you're the most important. If you can't take care of yourself, you really can't take care of anybody else. And I think people tend to not do that. With this particular app, the MedWorks app, it makes it easier for someone to say, you know what, I think, you know, I have a kink in my neck, and let me use this app and let me get someone to come and check on my neck before it becomes more of a chronic issue. It's an easier way to deliver medicine.
Much easier. And just like back in the day in 2005, where I founded the healthcare company and brought the clinic to the patient, this is identifying the new sliver where healthcare now, and you look at many Canadians, there's 70% of Canadians have third-party insurance smart corporations today. It's very important. 90% of those Canadians believe that their corporate health should do a better job, and they trust it more than they trust, believe it or not, the provincial or federal healthcare system to deliver easy access, greater access, more convenient access to their healthcare. So all of a sudden, you know, you've got these employers on one hand that are saying, we need to provide better healthcare to our employees for employee recruitment retention. The other side, the employees are saying, yes, we want that. Healthcare is the perfect synergy because now, by using literally the MedWorks app, you can scan and schedule a service right off the app.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about that. Just before we get to the app, right now in Ontario, I mean, people talk about the privatization of healthcare and there's a two-tier system going on out there, whatever. Regardless of whether it's a two-tier system, a one-tier system, a five-tier system, at the end of the day, it's all about health. It's all about being proactive. And I see they use always the word being proactive as opposed to reactive, reacting to when you get help. Be proactive. Start looking at yourself. Help your mother, help your father, help your siblings, help people be proactive. And this app makes it easier to be proactive because, as we know, you know, going to the doctor sometimes is an issue that people don't want to go because what you don't know, I mean, kind of helps out. So I downloaded the app, and I want to talk specifically about the app a little bit. I downloaded the app, and I got to be honest with you, every morning I go on it, and it's got this message. It gives me this message. It's almost like my motivational message. Did you go for your walk this morning or whatever? So that was kind of cool. I thought that was kind of cool because most people are also intimidated with these apps, and they say, oh, another app, you got to pay for it. So I downloaded it, and I found it was very easy to navigate. Someone who's watching this program and is saying to myself, you know, I don't have a doctor. I'd like to maybe test this. What is the first thing that they should do? And your app is available right now. So tell us a little bit about the availability of the app and how, step one, simple, what's the first thing they should do?
Absolutely. So you can go into MedWorks.com.
Okay.
And for your desktop, or you can go into iOS or Google Play and download the app from MedWorks. It's the heart with the house on it. That's the first thing you should do. You should register a profile because it doesn't cost you anything. And if the providers on there accept provincial or federal healthcare, they will identify it. If they require third-party insurance, the provider will identify it, or if it's an out-of-pocket wellness that you would like to provide for yourself and your family. The key here is, and you identified it real well, we have to move the conversation from reactive medicine to preventative wellness.
Correct.
And that's what our app does essentially. It curates healthcare for you and your family. Because on the app, once you register a profile, you can select your delivery address as well. You can put on your grandmother, your mother, your father, your daughter or son living on campus. And if they're having a bad day, you can assign a mental health appointment to any one of your children or yourself. You can have a paramedic come to your door, do everything from wound care to dementia support.
So once I download the app, MedWorks, is there a cost associated with me downloading the app?
Nope.
Is it free? Explain that.
Yeah, it's free to download the app, free to register a profile.
So I don't have to pay a monthly fee or any of that kind of stuff?
Nothing at all.
Okay.
Nothing at all. We wanted to make healthcare.
Which is great. You know, free is good.
Free is amazing.
Free is amazing.
More importantly, I love what you said about the messaging that comes in. We model the app literally after the restaurant delivery applications that are here today, including push messaging. So that all of our vendors can literally put out the messaging they want. And how important is that in healthcare? Maybe it's diabetes support month. Maybe it's sun care month. It really is important to let the vendors put their message out. You know, and using our app and having it translate into real time, it's very empowering. The other thing our app does is it has all the tools built in. So if there's a telemedicine appointment required, it's built right into the app. Once you schedule an appointment with any of the providers, whether it's skin therapy, personal training, mental health, you automatically get a calendar invite to your iOS or Google. All you do is hit add. You'll never forget.
Yeah, we're going to put up on the screen how all the folks can actually download it and how it works. So what I found interesting about the app, George, is that I went into it to look for therapy for my neck. And as I was scrolling down, there were areas that I had never thought of that I may have been able to say, you know what, I may need some help somewhere down the line here. And it's good to keep on the back burner. So accessing it, say, in a week or a month's time is easier. And I like the fact that the backup is there, the scheduling is there, it comes right into your Google Calendar or whatever other calendar you use, and it makes it so easy to navigate. And most people find these apps intimidating, but I found that MedWorks was easily navigable.
It is, and even better is we have a separate no-charge piece called Medi, where you can have a free 15-minute consultation if you're not sure about the healthcare services you'd like. Medi will book it all for you if you're intimidated by the app at all.
So Medi, don't be intimidated. Medi is the name associated within the app that you can talk to. And Medi will help you navigate throughout the app in terms of helping set up an appointment for my mother, whatever else is happening.
Absolutely. Or if your mother is not comfortable using the app, they literally can set up a virtual appointment with Medi, and it could be, I really need some help at home with support for dementia. I need help with some personal training. I'd like to see a doctor, virtual doctor, and maybe set me up a mental health appointment. Medi will curtail all that for you on demand.
The beauty about the app is and a lot of people do not have a doctor. The beauty about this app is that it also accesses you to a doctor, a nurse practitioner, everything else down the line, correct?
Correct. I mean, we're working very close today with several hospital associations because we're realizing that when you're looking at how do you address healthcare dynamically from the employer-employee standpoint, we believe truly that it's not just the employee or the employer, it's the employee's family that you're also helping out and help curate healthcare too. I believe that, again, I'll say it again, we don't have to reinvent healthcare, we just got to reimagine it, make it more accessible.
So I don't want to keep it in such a simplistic term, but using this app is like ordering a pizza.
Absolutely.
You know, you get a small, medium, or large,
yeah,
and anything you wanted, delivered at whatever time within a certain limit,
yeah,
charged, but painless, and it gets delivered to your door.
Nope, that's got built-in shopping cart. I mean, you can schedule an appointment virtually, at the clinic, or at your home, depending on what the vendor's service availability is.
There's also within the app, in terms of ordering an e-brace, there's other areas that, like, you wouldn't even, anything to do within the health field, accessibility, material, it's all there.
100%. I mean, we've partnered with probably two of the largest product delivery, aside from services, product delivery companies, Medline being one, for all medical equipment, and Bauerfine, who does pretty much all the bracing for most of the sport teams, universal. So we're very happy with partnerships that have joined forces with MedWorks because everybody gets it. I mean, this really isn't a public-private conversation. We're not driving anyone to that conversation. We're saying, look, choose your healthcare as you like. That's it.
And George, this app has only been around for a couple of years.
It's been around for about a year.
Right. And you're still adding associations, relationships. It's always improving all the time.
Absolutely.
You are also, it's available in Canada and the United States, correct?
Yes, Canada today, we opened up our first state in the United States in Florida. So operational, fully operational.
And is the goal to have MedWorks be a global app where if someone has this app, can be in Italy or Portugal or anywhere in the world, can also access like Uber, eventually, anything within the medical field anywhere in the world?
Absolutely. I think that that's a very important point because the entry point in different global areas is always different. For example, the Caribbean will focus on travel and tourism.
Correct.
In Europe, it'll be more about corporate and occupational health as that's growing tremendously. Canada, North America, it's all direct-to-consumer corporate health. I think the key here is that healthcare needs to evolve. Healthcare needs to be accessible. The providers out there, for the most part, may have too much or too many patients to deal with. But for every provider that I've encountered so far that says we don't or we can't accept new patients, conversely, there's another provider saying we need more patients.
The beauty about the app, George, is, you've quoted the stats about getting older. I think it's just over 11 million people that are going to hit the 65 plus here in Canada. And as you get older, it gets harder to get around. Obviously, you need a lot of support. People got to pick you up, whatever. This app really cuts into a lot of help in terms of getting professionals to come to your house to help you out. So the aging population is, the timing is pretty good in terms of where you're at with this app.
It's amazing. I mean, in some of the service providers, just to give you an idea about helping out, Vita, latest, I believe it's a Bayshore subsidiary, has loaded on our app. They're amazing. And they'll do everything from assisting you with your groceries to lawn cutting. And conversely, we're putting on all the healthcare categories onto their app so they can now look at how they can provide better service to that aged population. I used to say it was one in every six that were turning 65, and that was 10 years ago. It's probably got about a 5-year time, but that isn't the real issue. It's really above that age is what's debilitating the system going forward. And our new partnerships with our hospital associations, I believe, is not just going to help solve a lot of those problems in giving choice about booking an appointment within the hospital or having the service delivered to your home or virtually. It's about aligning the services so that, hey, I just got out of surgery, let's put a package together for outpatient care. It'll be at my home when you get there. MedWorks will be right at the forefront.
So MedWorks would be an added value piece to working with the hospitals.
100%.
Because at the end of the day, obviously in an emergency, you end up at the hospital. So having the MedWorks, the aftercare kind of ties in with MedWorks?
Yes, for sure. It's aftercare or scheduling appointments. Again, we're working with hospital association currently that we're starting off with their employee base and obviously their employees and their family. But once we get moving, it'll be easy access scheduling, what happens post hospital visit or post surgery. And it'll be extension right to the community. Because the reality is, you know, I always say that back when I first started in healthcare, we were partnered with the largest retailer in the world, and it was bringing the clinic to the patient. Well, now when you're partnering with hospital associations, you can really see what's transpiring. These are the hubs. These are the guiding light of healthcare. And they're looking at it dynamically as well, that we have to bring in the whole equation. We have to partner with affiliate partners that are also involved in healthcare and be that guiding light so that when we're looking at how to create access or better access, convenient access, not just for our employees as an example and their families, we really need to make that an extension of the community and communities. So we're in a very fortunate position at MedWorks, but we don't take it for granted. We know what we're here to do. And we're here to just provide convenient access to healthcare. And as you said, it's as easy to use as Uber Eats or ordering food. Pick what you like.
George, on the app, like most apps and people, they have, use the credit card, you get points, use this. It's a whole point reward system. And I've noticed that you have some sort of a reward a package built in. Tell us a little bit about that reward package.
Yeah, I mean, it's very simple. It just allows you as a consumer to have points to your transactions or to your occurrence or how you navigate the app. You can then use those points and send them to family members so they can use them to discount a wellness service mostly, not a healthcare service. So a personal training session or something where you want to be able to gift that.
Use within the system.
Yeah, the other part that we have is a wallet, built wallet.
Okay.
So you could forward a gift or a gift card or a denomination as a gift or fund your student's wallet. They could be away halfway across the country in British Columbia going to school, and you could say, son or daughter, I just put, $200 on your MedWorks wallet. Why don't you go have a massage? Why don't you have a facial? Why don't you do some personal training? Or better yet, if you need to see anybody that requires any kind of dollars, you have it. And that's an amazing thing to have, because if you look at healthcare, and the debilitating points about healthcare today is, how do I have access? Do I have access? And who's paying for it? I think those conversations have been sorted out on an individual basis per provider, whether it's a provincial sponsored provider, or whether it's a third party insured provider, or whether it's out of pocket. We're really not concerned with any of that. We don't really tell the providers how to take payment. It's up to them.
You know, George, I was talking to a few people in the last couple of days that I was going to be doing an interview with you, and I had mentioned MedWorks, and I said, you know, that there's an app that it's like as simple as ordering a pizza. And they said to me, what? You know, like, they'd never heard of it. So, you know, I was trying to also get a sense of who else is out there that is doing the same thing. And there was not much that I can find within the area that you are in with what MedWorks is doing moving forward. And I have to tell you, and we'll let the folks see how they can get on the app. And I would suggest that the app is, you know, I thought it'd be tougher to use, and it really was not. It was pretty simple, easy to navigate. But it seemed like you're really the only one out there, and there's not much competition yet for you on the MedWorks app.
Well, I'm sure there will be. What we did is we took some very, very good measures and steps prior to it by patent pending the app. PCT patent in 156 countries right now. We know that the patent's only as good as you could defend
right.
it. The bottom line is that we wanted to be first to market. And I think that's more important than anything else, is using it in Canada, evolving it to North America, and then moving it globally. Healthcare has to be a lot more simpler or simplistic to use. Doesn't matter what country you're in. The problem is that, and we'll go back to the aging population that we discussed earlier, it's you're going to have to take care of an individual as a caregiver, or even at that 65-year-old, you may have to take care of someone that's an 80-year-old.
Correct.
And the services are out there already. Why not just make it easier to access? It's very simple.
I had that conversation with someone last night, and a friend of mine who's taking care of two senior parents, and he's just running around like crazy. I said, download the app, look at the app, see where it can supplement some of the help for you. And he called me this morning, and he said that he had already booked two appointments, because the folks that you hire will go anywhere, your house, wherever they are. So it really was simple to use. Within 24 hours, he had called me. And I'm not just telling you that because you were here on the program today, but it really actually did work. Because most of the time, people download these things and say, well, it doesn't really work. This actually really worked.
Yeah, well, again, any kind of business is only as good as the partnerships that you have. And we take a very stringent approach to qualifying all of our partners. Everything from security checks, police checks, to contracts and their insurance liabilities that they have to propose forward. Healthcare is a serious business.
But
it doesn't have to be serious how you access.
How you access,
exactly.
Yeah. A lot of this stuff works down for you. Someone who's watching this program and obviously is at this stage in the program, they're saying, you know, I'm gonna download this app. The simplest thing to do is go on their provider, whether it's Apple, whatever, download the app, it's available to everybody. Just put in your information, download Canada, US, the way I've done it. And just navigate through it, see and see if it works for you, and just get a good feel for it.
I mean, at the bare minimum, what I would suggest is we've loaded on two really amazing vendors that wanted to partner, strategically partner. One of them is Light Medical, and you can access a doctor Canada-wide, covered by...
So you need a doctor, Light Medical?
Healthcare system covered.
Covered.
Okay? It literally connects to their landing page when you go onto our app, and you can... It goes off of our instance onto theirs. You put in all your credentials, intake form, and boom, you can see a doctor same day or next day. The other one is No Fear Mental Health. We made a deal with No Fear Mental Health because one of the key elements that we found that employers were looking for was better mental health or better access to mental health for their patients. So we structured a deal and put together a program with No Fear that now allows any employee of any corporation to access mental health same day. In other words, I'm not feeling well, I could be in my car and schedule a mental health appointment with a counselor in over 50 categories same day.
That's unheard of. Well, that's unheard of, and that's why I was very impressed with the app. You know, coming out of COVID, the mental health piece, and we talked about the aging population as being one big area, but the mental health piece, you know, folks were at home, locked up for 2.5, 3 years. There's still a lot of issues that people are dealing with, and yeah, it's not that it's this taboo situation, but going on to an app like yourself and accessing help is simple as ordering a pizza. I try to keep it that easy. And you know what? Most people won't even ask for the help, but now with the app, you can access and get some help.
It's incredible. And what's happening, and we're seeing this almost on a daily basis, is we're getting medical clinics, physical medical clinics calling us saying, we have 5 clinics, we have 10 clinics. Can we get on your app now? And can you create awareness into our clinics? And what else do you have? So this is where we have 3 parts on the back end where we can load a partner up and they can use all of our scheduling, or we can actually have a partner smart link, AI partner smart link, that'll drop it into their landing page. By a partner joining us, they automatically are welcomed into our corporate health solutions. And this is the key, and I want to go back to this a little bit. There is a missing link in healthcare that we've all seen, we've all been able to identify, and that's the third-party insured healthcare. I want to say this again, 70% of Canadians have third-party insurance through their corporations. It's not being used or maximized to its full potential. And MedWorks is going to, or we've already created a dichotomy, an ecosystem where every vendor has its own individualized QR code, and you as an employee can scan that QR code and literally schedule an appointment same day for any of the services that you need or your family needs. That's important.
That's hugely important. And as you said, the app, you know, makes you aware of a lot of areas that you're not even utilizing, and right. you could be in a position to utilize. But most importantly, it's an option. Being proactive about your healthcare, take it upon yourself. Check out the app, George. We can talk on and on all day about a lot of stuff, but we're happy to have you on the program and give us a little bit of an insight, some of our viewers, in terms of how they can access the app, get into the app, use it to your advantage, your family's advantage, people you care about. It makes it easier, and I keep saying it easier, just as easy ordering a pizza. You order a pizza, you take so much time, check out the app. It'll help you out, because it'll help improve your life. Because as you said, as we get older, and everybody's going to get older, something's going to happen. Being a little bit proactive, and it makes it easier to do that through the MedWorks app.
It really does. And I'll give you one example. When we first launched the app and we were in beta testing, and I was the beta tester and I loved it, I ordered 5 services in the same day. One of them was a paramedic appointment to measure my metrics. I did a personal training session. I had a virtual doctor appointment, and I had a fistful that day to knock it all off. Well, all one day in my house, delivered. And I was like, this is amazing. So, you know, the proof of concept was there. The ideology's always been there that healthcare should be accessible more conveniently. So, you know, if you want to access healthcare more conveniently and you want to take care of your family's needs, and your by family, I mean your mother or father staying with your kids that are off campus, download the app today.
George, thank you for being on the program. We appreciate giving us a bit of a glimpse in terms of the app. We'll stay in touch. I know the app's probably always improving all the time, and you're bringing on associated partners, and it's going to be eventually a global app, which you can be anywhere in the world and access and get help.
Thank you so much, Vince. Appreciate it.
George Barakat, the founder and CEO, has been with us. We hope you've enjoyed the program. Catch us next time on The War Room.